AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Greeks are casting ballots in a closely watched bailout referendum. Opinion polls show Greeks evenly split on whether to accept creditors' proposals for more austerity in exchange for rescue loans or defiantly reject the deal. AP correspondent Elena Bekatoros reports voters are aware of what's at stake today in the referendum.
At the moment, Greece has run out of money. It has imposed capital controls, which means that banking transactions are restricted. People are only allowed to withdraw a maximum of 60 euros per day. And if the coffers run dry completely, then at some stage, Greece might be forced to issue some alternative currency.
Greece's prime minister is insisting that a no vote would strengthen his hand as he attempts to negotiate a better deal with his country's creditors. America has celebrated its 239th birthday with parades, fireworks, and a famous hot dog eating contest.
125-pound Matthew Stoney ate 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
It was a tough contest. Joey brings it all. I had to push really hard to beat him, but I feel great.
Eight-time winner Joey Chestnut came in second, eating 60.
The muscles in my throat weren't letting me push the food down fast enough.
Women's winner Mickey Sudo, who ate 38, says it feels great to retain her title.
I feel fine. I feel like, I practiced to actually take in more.
Besides bragging rights, the two winners get $10,000. At the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island, I'm Julie Walker.
Before the fireworks last night, the president thanked veterans he invited to a picnic.
We are grateful to our armed services. We are grateful to our military families. We are grateful to our veterans.
This is AP Radio News. Jeb Bush says he's personally offended by remarks Donald Trump has made about Mexican immigrants.
At a campaign stop in New Hampshire, GOP candidate Jeb Bush says Donald Trump's remarks about Mexican people and crime show his views are way out of the mainstream of what Republicans think. The former Florida governor says everybody believes the U.S. must control its borders, but to make what Bush called extraordinarily ugly comments doesn't reflect the Republican Party. And when he was asked if he's personally offended because his wife was born in Mexico, Bush said absolutely. He says a lot of other people are offended as well. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A video posted online Saturday purportedly shows Islamic State combatants killing some 25 Syrian government soldiers. It happened in the historic town of Palmyra in central Syria. A British human rights group says the killings took place on May 27th. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.